Bad Blood on 5. 12 after 5 o'clock, it is the final hour of the Tsibudi Drive on a Friday. So the Diageo World Class SA 2018 bartending competition is back. It's got a fun, sophisticated and fun group of mixologists competing to be chosen as the industry's best. So how it works is they have winners from each region who then go on to represent South Africa nationally, well, internationally. The winner from Johannesburg, so he's technically representing, well, I'm going to speak for myself because I'm me and Duran. Where are you from, Nadia?
Pretoria.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah.
I live here now,
I guess the three of us and not some CZ.
Yeah, he's not my choice.
No.
He's not here for me.
I don't think you got to make a decision on to who wins. But we're hanging out with Evett de Jong, who is the winner in the Johannesburg region.
Thank you.
Welcome, Evett.
Thank you very much.
So, I mean, how long have you been a mixologist for?
I've been bartending in the cocktail world for about 5 years now.
Okay. And how then do you... What's the difference between bartending and a mixologist?
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of people like to call it mixology. I prefer to call it bartending, just because if you look at the word, you're a person who's tending and looking after the bar.
Mm-hmm.
A mixologist often is somebody who would create drinks, not necessarily for guests, but, you know, create drinks for menus, create drinks for things like that. It's something that I do as well.
Yeah.
But I enjoy the interaction between myself and the guest and actually tending to the bar.
And with this particular competition, it's a mixology competition.
It is a mixology.
So it's about creating your own cocktails. How do you practice for something like that?
You practice by...
drinking?
Yeah, drinking. and just, it's trial and error. And it's just, I start out by just mapping flavors on a page. And then from there, just putting them together and hoping that they work out.
No, I was going to ask the difference between a bartender and a mixologist. Would it be the difference between a cook and a chef?
Not quite, no, because I mean, I like to think about myself as a bartender, whereas, you know, you would say then a chef is a mixologist and a cook is a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think of myself as a bartender, but that's just personal, and I think that's just, you know, it's the decision that I made.
I mean, do you like, I can imagine if I told my mother I'm a mixologist, she'd think I'm going crazy. But do people, like, frown at you? Like, is this something you take seriously?
It is something that is difficult, but I think in South Africa at the moment, the bartending industry or the bartending scene, the amount of popular bars, all of those things are booming and growing. And so it's not something that is frowned upon as much anymore, but it is. It's an uphill battle. It's something we fight for.
It's something that you think of as a passing phase. You know, like you want to be a waiter during high school and then move on. Is it for you, as far as bartending is concerned, it's not a passing phase? Is it something you want to make a career of?
It is my career. It is my passion.
And that's where you want to stay?
That's where I want to stay forever, in hospitality, behind the bar, creating experiences for guests.
Okay, well, we're going to get to have a little bit of a taste of what you do. Obviously, we support responsible drinking, and alcohol is not suitable or legal to people under the age of 18, so don't do it. We're going to do it, though, just now. Here's a 5x5. The